Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel about the various contributions that Bnei Yisrael made in order to build a Mishkan. And amongst the contributors, Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'hanesiyim heviu Esavnei Hashoam ve'esavnei Amiluim la'ifod v'lachoshe V'sabosen v'sashomen la'mo'or l'shemen ha'mishkav v'liktor sasami. And Nesiyim, the princes, the leaders of the Shvatim, brought the precious stones that were used for the ephod and the choshen, and the bosem, the spices that were used for the shemen, and the shemen lamor, and the shemen amishcha, and for the ktoris. But there's something strange about the way that the Torah writes about the Nesiyim, that the word Nesiyim is spelled missing a yud, as it's if it's chaser, as if something is missing. And Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says as follows, Amar Rabbi Nasan, Maron Nesiyim lehisnade b'chanukas ha-mizbeach t'chila, u'memelechas ha-mishkan lo esnadvu b'tchila. When it comes to bringing a korban to the Mishkan once it was built, so we see in Parshas Naso that the Nesiyim were the first ones who wanted to bring korbanos. But here they seem to be at the end of the list of the contributors to the building of the Mishkan. Why were they here at the end and there at the beginning? Elakachamu Nesiyim. Nesiyim said the following when it came to contributing to build a Mishkan. We're wealthy people. We have Baruch Hashem, a lot of means, a lot of things that we're able to contribute. But we don't want to take over from everybody else. Yitnadvu hatzibur mashem itnadvin. Let everybody else give whatever they want to give. Whatever they can do, we'll fill in the gap. We'll take care of everything else. What happened? Says, what happened? And the people came and brought and brought and brought and brought till there was almost nothing left to bring. So the Nesiyim said, what's left for us to do? So the only thing that was left for them to bring were the precious stones, the Avnei Yashoam, the Avnei Miluim, and then the Bosem and the Shemen that was used for the Shemen and for the Ketores. But that's all that was left to bring. Evidently, they learned their lesson. Lekach hitnadvu b'chanukas ha-mizbeach t'chila. Therefore, when it came to building the Mishkan, but to contributing to the Karbonos, to a Mishkan that was already built, there they came first. But, ends off Rashi, l'fisha nit'atzlu mitchila, because they were lazy at the beginning, nechsera os mishmam, a letter was left out of their name, because they were lazy. So one can come along and ask, is it really fair to say that the Nesiyim were lazy? After all, they had a good idea. They said, listen, we don't want to do everything. Let people contribute whatever they can contribute. And then we'll fill in the gap, whatever is necessary to build a Mishkan. Why are they taken to task for this thought process of theirs? And they refer to it as being lazy. So I want to share with you an idea mentioned by two different people, but a fairly similar explanation, both by Reb Reuven Grozovsky, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, and Reb Shneur Kotler Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. The Nesiyim had a false understanding or mistaken understanding of what the whole Trumas HaMishkan was about. They assumed that there's a certain goal that needs to be achieved, and that is that we need to build a Mishkan, and therefore we need to ask Bnei Yisrael to contribute to building the Mishkan. And we need to make sure that there's enough of a contribution that the Mishkan can be built. But that's the ultimate goal, to build the Mishkan, that's the end, and the means was to ask people to contribute. And therefore they said, okay, the goal is to make sure that enough is contributed to the building of the Mishkan, so we'll see what everybody else is contributing, and then we'll fill in the gap. But that is really a mistaken understanding of what the real goal is. It's very interesting that in Parshas Truma, the Torah tells us, Dabril b'nei Yisrael v'yikru li Truma, me'is kol isha she'edvenu libo t'kuas Truma si, and starts listing all the things that people should contribute, Sahav, Akesev, Unuchoshes, Utcheles, Ragamon, etc. And then at the end of the list, it says, Va'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socha. And what are we going to do with all this? We're going to build a Mikdash. And that's a little bit of a strange way to turn to people to contribute. Usually you come along and you say to people, listen, we have a certain goal in mind, we have a certain project that we have, and in order for this project to be accomplished, we're going to need a certain amount of money, a certain amount of goods contributed, everybody should come and contribute. But you tell them what the project is first, and then you ask for the contribution. Here, the Torah tells us to ask for the contribution, and then tell them what the project is for. Why is that so? Evidently, the ultimate goal wasn't that we needed people to contribute in order to build a Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once a Mishkan built, doesn't need our contribution. He has many, many means in which a Mishkan can be built. He says, rather, the main goal was to give B'nai Israel an opportunity to be givers, to become people who contribute, people who are willing to share with others. That was the main goal. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to B'nai Israel and says, I want you to be contributors. I want you to be givers. I want you to be people who share. Zahav, Akesev, Unechoshes, Utcheles, Agaman. Once you become sharers, people who give, who contribute, what are we going to do with it? We're going to use it to build a Mishkan. But the eager is to contribute. And that's the point that the Nesiyim missed. They thought that the Ikar, that the main thing was to have a Mishkan built, and therefore they'll fill in whatever is necessary. But they lost the opportunity. The main point was to become contributors, to be people who give. And if that's the main point, then you don't put yourself at the end of the line. You put yourself at the beginning of the line. You say, I want to be the person who contributes. I want to be there at the first, and I'm going to contribute. I want to be up into... I want to be at the top of the list of those who are givers, those who are people who take and are willing to share with others. There's a message here that's important for all of us. Now, sometimes there's a chesed opportunity that presents itself. They need someone to volunteer. And we sometimes say to ourselves, listen, if no one else will volunteer, I think it's important enough, so then I'll volunteer. But if somebody else volunteered, then we say, okay, they don't need me. I'm, so to speak, off the hook. I don't have to do it. But we lost an opportunity if we think that way. Because the main thing isn't to make sure that the chesed is done. Rather, we should look at it as an opportunity for us to become the people who are doing the chesed. I have a chance to become the Baal chesed. You know, very often we talk about not just asiyat chesed, but avas chesed. That we should be those who love to do chesed, who look for opportunities to do chesed, not for those who are just willing to do chesed if it's necessary, but rather if an opportunity presents itself, we should grab it. And that's the message of the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim thought that chesed, that tzedaka, that giving, contributing, that truma was something that needed to be done, and if no one else would do it, then we'll do it. But that's the mistake. It's not something that needs to be done. It's something that we should want to do. And if in the future opportunities present themselves that they're looking for volunteers and looking for people who can do chesed, looking for people who can contribute to something, then we should grab the opportunity, learn from the mistake of the Nesiyim, so that our names will be recorded in those important svarim, shalmala, not missing letters, but our names should be recorded completely, because our chesed will be a complete chesed.